So, okay, yeah, cybersecurity governance. This is something, I teach at UT a privacy and cybersecurity law course, and I kind of talk about things in terms of before Sony and after Sony, and when we talk about governance issues. You know, Sony, we had lots of breaches, and everybody cared about personal data and all that kind of stuff, but then Sony happened, and it was sort of like, oh, they could actually get in and burn your house down, right? Because people weren't as familiar with other things, maybe like SecNet or something like that, but the, you know, it's become common. Commonly accepted in businesses today that the risks are much more than just, you know, data that you're protecting under an NDA for a third party in connection with a prospective transaction, or personal data that you might have to notify individuals with respect to if you have a breach. It's actually your operational data, right? Like, it's everything. It's all digital. Somebody woke up and realized it's all digital. Like, you know, the you can't assess and deal with the risks that a company faces if you aren't dealing with cybersecurity risks. So what does that mean, right? So, you know, boards are sort of, you know, they ask the question, are we cyber? They show you the piece of paper that says, are you cyber ready? And they ask and they say, am I cyber ready? Like, you know, like they don't know, right? So you know, and this is something that and there are lawsuits that are starting to evolve, and we'll go on to that a little bit. But it's definitely a topical topic. And we'll go ahead and delve into this. The sort of the agenda we have set up is to talk about first we're going to talk about some of the just general requirements imposed on officers and directors. This is applicable to cybersecurity risks. Then we'll talk about the duties and obligations of the board and some of the questions that the board should be asking and resources they should be thinking about. So why should officers and directors be paying attention, right? So they have a duty of obligation to the company. I'll let Tom go ahead and talk about that. So.